times or divide by 10 to get centimetres, but 217 millimetres would be a size 3 in the UK. 226 is a size 4. 243 is a size 6, so 24 and a half centimetres almost. 25 centimetres is a size 7. I'm going to go back to millimetres just to be clear. 277 millimetres is a size 10. So, yeah, you can find these conversion tables. Basically, you're tracing your foot on a bit of paper, imagining there's a straight line between the middle of your big toe and the middle of your heel, doing a horizontal perpendicular line at the end of that straight line, so across your big toe and across your heel, and then measuring that distance precisely. Best to do it in millimetres, and then find a conversion table online. It will run, usually most shoe sizes, between 210 millimetres to 310. If you're 310 millimetres, you're a size 14. Obviously, it can go higher than that. But there we go. You've learnt something by tuning in to the show that goes like this tonight. I've learnt something by broadcasting to you. I'm excited. That's what I love about this programme, the random nature of it. It's a ridiculous holiday. It's Measure Your Feet Day. You now know how to measure your feet without going into a shoe shop. You just need some kind of ruler or tape measure, a pencil and a bit of paper and a foot. Go for it. Wow. Excitingly, as well as Measure Your Feet Day, it's National Handwriting Day. We've had songs about feet. We're having songs about writing. Here are the Beatles.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beatles and Paperback Writer. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight on Phoenix FM. Thanks for being here. Don't go anywhere. Intense debate raging across the Twitterverse or X or whatever you now refer to it as. Simply asking, should Trump be allowed to stand for president again? Bearing in mind everything that went on during his last presidency, the end of his last presidency, the fact that he has multiple court cases up and coming, should that affect whether he's allowed to stand for president? You can decide at the moment. Bearing in mind we have 40-odd minutes left of voting. The yes votes are 37%. The no votes are 63%. I'm surprised the number of people that have voted yes to this. But it's not for me to be surprised. It's for you. It's for you to share the poll at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Give it a repost or a retweet. Very grateful if you would do that so more people can see it. More people can cast their vote if you've not voted yet. At Bensim Radio on Twitter or X. Get on there. Single click or tap at the top of the profile to cast your vote. Great stuff. Okay, more music coming. More music that's related to the fact it's National Handwriting Day. We've dealt with International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day and Measure Your Feet Day. We now know how to measure our feet. I'm excited. I may give you a recap for anybody that's joined us late. In the meantime, celebrating National Handwriting Day, Natasha Bedingfield doesn't want you to write anything.
Beginning, the pen's in my hand. Something unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the path that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Just words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest is still unwritten.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that one. Natasha Bedingfield and Unwritten on National Handwriting Day. Have you had a sticky toffee pudding today? Are you thinking about it? Is it almost dessert time? Have you got one? Even in your kitchen or your pantry or your cupboard somewhere. It could be the day to do it. It's International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. If you're not in the UK and you're listening to this, whatever country you're in, demand one tonight. I realise there may be time differences involved if you're in a foreign country, but demand one. go for it. It's measure your feet day. You want to know how to do it. There was detailed explanations of this a few minutes back. Basically, get a bit of paper, draw around your foot. Imagine there's a line from the middle of your big toe to the middle of your heel. Draw that line, draw a perpendicular horizontal line. Make sure you've got the exact distance. And, basically then you measure that in millimetres or centimetres and find conversion tables online that will tell you exactly what shoe size you are based on the millimetre length of that line. I was impressed to find out that information. I guess it's fairly simple, really. They're what those machines are in shoe shops, aren't they? You put your foot in something, some kind of giant slide rule thing, and, they have the conversion tables on them as well. I'm acting like I've made a major discovery here, and very possibly I haven't. But still, I'm pleased to know you could measure your feet at home and work out your shoe size if you didn't know. You don't need to go to a sport shop or a shoe shop. No, it is possible to do it yourself. Fantastic. Right, yes, the intense debate's still raging. Scottfish still roving. Celebrity birthdays happened earlier. Prediction Master will be back, maybe after the next track. Shall we do it, or shall we keep you waiting a little bit longer? Prediction Master's been doing well. He did well in the latter part of 2023. How will 2024 fare for him? It's up to you to find out. So stay tuned. 98.0 on your FM dial. PhoenixFM.com. Also available via smart speaker. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Now, we've dealt so far with sticky toffee and sweet related music. We've dealt with measuring our feet and played the likes of Little Boots and Tiger Feet and Kenny Loggins. We've now dealt with handwriting. We've had Rewrite Stars, Paperback Writer and Unwritten. We're now moving on to Speak Up and Succeed Day. Oh yes, we're encouraging that, although to be honest, no doubt aren't encouraging that whatsoever. Thank you.
FM.
No Doubt and Don't Speak. Gwen Stefani looks a bit different these days, doesn't she? That's all I'm going to say on the matter. I've seen videos online of her judging The Voice in America, is it? Doesn't quite look the same as when she recorded No Doubt, Don't Speak. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it right there and let you carry on the discussion. Yes, so celebrity birthdays have happened. Scott Fish is somehow making his way back from Seattle very soon, hopefully. Yes, and the intense debate is raging on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, if you want to cast your vote. We're dealing with ridiculous holidays and linking music to those holidays all throughout the show. And Prediction Master still to come. We're going to do one more track before we hear from Prediction Master tonight. So keep it here. If you love your predictions, if you love a bit of controversy, we embrace that heartily on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. Fabulous stuff. Right. Yes, it is Speak Up and Succeed Day. If you're not confident of public speaking, you need to speak up today. You will succeed. Of course, it's all in the title. Wonderful. Here's John Farnham.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was John Farnham, and you're the voice on, of course, Speak Up and Succeed Day. But now we're forgetting about speaking up and succeeding, although, in a way, Prediction Master is about to speak up. Will he succeed? You'll find out in due course.
Prediction Master.
Right, I think towards the latter end of 2023, Prediction Master came to the fore and had something like a 6-3 success rate. So far more likely to be successful than unsuccessful, but he's yet to make a prediction in 2024. That all changes tonight. Yes, you'll all know if you've been following Prediction Master over the months that he's been on the airwaves. He does like to make a prediction based on the sporting world. Tonight is no different. The second leg of the Carabao Cup semi-final between Chelsea and Middlesbrough will be kicking off in around 35 minutes' time. And then tomorrow, Liverpool will be taking on Fulham at Craven Cottage. Now, first legs in those games, of course, have happened. Middlesbrough earning a shock win at home to Chelsea, so 1-0 up, and Liverpool coming from behind at Anfield to lead Fulham 2-1. Prediction Master doesn't often predict something based on two separate sporting events or occasions, but that's what's going to happen tonight. You may say, not that difficult a prediction, but here we go. Prediction Master is saying with confidence, the Carabao Cup final will be contested by Chelsea and Liverpool. It's happened before. There was a very long penalty shootout in the final where Chelsea's goalkeeper ended up missing a few years back. But yes, basically what Prediction Master is saying is Liverpool will ultimately be victorious over Fulham in the tomorrow, and also therefore Chelsea will overcome their first leg single goal deficit to Middlesbrough this evening. So the Carabao Cup final will be Chelsea versus Liverpool. They will be victorious in their semi-finals and will come through their second legs. That remains to be seen. It's a prediction. It's all about it. Will Prediction Master open 2024 with a successful prediction? All will be revealed next week if you're not following the sporting world that closely.
Prediction Master.
It's Speak Up and Succeed Day. Here are the Bee Gees, Jive Talking.
Oh, is on the crack. And if there's somebody who loves till you die, then all that jab talking was getting your right.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Bee Gees' Jive Talking. Now, regular listeners of this programme will know I do love talking about movies occasionally as well. We've had some wacky social media requests and movie titles and World Cup of films and superheroes and stuff like that. In the world of movies, Oscar nominations were revealed today, weren't they? As suspected, Oppenheimer and Barbie received quite a few nominations, as did Poor Things and Killers of the Flower Moon. Somewhat surprisingly, amongst all the nominations, Barbie director Greta Gerwig has been overlooked in the Best Director category, as has Margot Robbie in the Best Actress category. So, yeah. The Oscar ceremony will happen on the 10th of March, and Oppenheimer, probably the favourite to sweep the board, if you like, with 13 Oscar nominations. Poor Things, with Emma Stone nominated as Best Actress, that has received 11 nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon, Scorsese film, that has 10 nominations. Barbie has 8. Maestro, about the life of Leonard Bernstein, has 7. And then a few others, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers and The Zone of Interest have 5 nominations apiece. There's been quite a lot made in the media of the fact that Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie have not been nominated, although Barbie has got 8 nominations in other categories. So, yes. And also, Martin Scorsese has his 10th nomination for Best Director, I believe, which is the most anybody's ever had in history. So, quite impressive. I'm sure you'll agree. And, yeah. Exciting. I always like the Oscars. I always like to see who wins and enjoy people being proud of their achievements and such. We'll have to wait till the 10th of March to find out what will happen. But Oscar nominations came out today. Oppenheimer looking impressive with 13 nominations. I still haven't seen it. And I haven't seen Barbie. What the heck is up with me? I need to fix that problem. Yes, I'll be going straight home tonight and watching both and getting absolutely no sleep. In middle time? What's the middle time? The middle of the show? I think the middle of the show's passed, we can safely say now, with only 30 minutes to go. It's near the end time. In the meantime, not the middle time. Well, everybody, we'll be talking about that slip of the tongue. Here's Nilsson.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping staring. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean.
like a stone. Like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
FM. Nilsson and Everybody's Talking. While everybody was talking on the airwaves, delighted to say I've heard from friend of the show, Mr. Dave Bourne, via social media DMs. Good to hear from you, Dave. Hope all is well with you in 2024. Fantastic teacher of improvisation, Mr. Dave Bourne. I worked with him in the group Roolia Boolia quite a few years back. We evolved into the Impro Monkeys and then Shotgun Impro. And then I have appeared with his impro group Sprout during the pandemic. They did a lot of online broadcasts via Zoom and YouTube, etc. And helped provide people with lots of off-the-cuff entertainment. It was brilliant to guest with Sprout as well. So, yeah, good to hear from Dave. And he, as ever, wants me to be called Ben Seagull. You'll have to have heard shows from a few years back to understand what that's all about. He wants me to change my name to Ben Seagull. I think we ran a poll, didn't we, on the air? And let's just say it ended up as me not changing my name to Seagull, and there was no manipulation of the poll whatsoever. So, in the meantime, can I squeeze in five tracks before we go in 25 minutes time and sum up the intense debate that's been raging on Twitter/X? I believe I can do it. And now all the tracks relate to, of course, the fact that all week it's Hunt for Happiness Week, not Jeremy Hunt or other people called Hunt, just Hunt for Happiness. I can search for it. If you're not feeling all that happy, go on the search this week. But midnight on Sunday, stop looking. Here's Bobby McFerrin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The
landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, but don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Bring everybody. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried, I'm happy.
Phoenix FM.
Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy there, because all week it is Hunt Happiness Week. Fabulous. You've got about 10 minutes left on the intense debate tonight. I have asked on the Phoenix airwaves, should Trump be allowed to stand for president again? I'm not passing any judgment, just pointing out he had a controversial term before, and of course the end of it particularly controversial as well. I'm sure if he stands again, it will always be controversial when he's in the public eye. But at the moment, with about 10 minutes or so left for voting, the yes vote is 33% and the no vote is 67%. If you want to change things, cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And go to the profile and the poll will be the top thing on there. Then it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. Fabulous stuff. Right, a few more tracks to squeeze in. All about being happy, because it's Hunt for Happiness Week. So to that end, here are the House Martins.
And it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just think of time and try to set something up. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something up for me. No, oh, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss. And he saws me. Good women on trees. And if you catch them up, they will land upon the knee. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds. And they love to buy you all a drink. We ask all the questions and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just think a different way. We're trying to stand really on to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something out of me. We'll
a good place to be. Don't believe I speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe I, oh no, cause it's never something I'll ever be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The fast-paced lyrics of the House Martins with Happy Hour there. Yes, still got three tracks coming away in the show that goes like this tonight, and we've got to sum up the entire show, give you the result of the intense debate, worry about Scott Fish getting back from Seattle somehow, and enjoy the fact that it's Chesley Sullenberger's birthday today, 73 years old. How long ago was that where he landed the plane on the Hudson River? 10 years, maybe, I want to say. Obviously, a film's been made about it since. Maybe it was longer than that, the actual event. But yeah, it's quite an impressive film, Miracle on the Hudson, isn't it? And yeah, amazing stuff with Tom Hanks as Chesley Sullenberger. I've seen it probably about 3 or 4 times now, that film. It's one of those you can catch it 20 minutes in or when it's only got a few minutes left and it's still enjoyable. So yeah, heartily recommend it by me. Right, so yeah, three tracks coming, and don't forget, it is... Well, all the ridiculous holidays that occur today. I'll give you a recap once again. International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. Don't just have it in the UK, have it in other countries as well. It's Measure Your Feet Day, and I'm delighted to say I've let you know exactly how you can do that without access to a shoe shop. It's also National Handwriting Day. Is it something that's going to become a lost art as time develops and we get used to keyboards and screens more and more in our lives? It's Speak Up and Succeed Day. Be confident at public speaking. Don't just speak, but speak up. And then don't just speak up, succeed while you're doing it as well. I don't quite know how you guarantee that, but there we go. It's also all week, Hunt for Happiness Week. And of course, porridge lovers out there will be thrilled in January that it's National Oatmeal Month. Truly fabulous stuff. Right, three tracks to go. Don't forget, from 8 o'clock tonight, Rob Harvey in with Synth City for all your electronic needs. In the meantime, with a happy ending, oh, here's Mika.
This is the way you left me, I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending.
Pick the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, I guess I wish you well.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Mika and Happy Ending. And the voting has concluded on tonight's intense debate. I very simply asked, should Trump be allowed to stand for president again? And with the final votes, they were trickling in throughout the show. The yes vote is 34%, the no vote 66%. So a resounding victory for the no's. But I'm surprised as many people voted yes as did. But thank you to everyone for casting a vote. Always grateful that you get involved on the show that goes like this. There will be another intense debate on this programme next week. So, yeah, amazing, amazing stuff. What else can I tell you tonight? Well, like I said, if you missed it a few minutes ago, the Oscar nominations were revealed earlier on today for the ceremony that will take place on the 10th of March. And people are outraged that Barbie director Greta Gerwig has been overlooked in the Best Director category. And it star Margot Robbie has been overlooked in the Best Leading Actress category as well. Although America Ferrera has been nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Barbie. And yeah, in terms of numbers, Oppenheimer has received 13 nominations. Poor Things with Emma Stone has received 11. Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon has 10 nominations. Barbie with 8. Maestro, about the life of Leonard Bernstein, has 7 votes. And American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers and The Zone of Interest have 5 votes apiece. We'll find out who wins the Oscars on the 10th of March. I will be interested to see that. I will also be interested to see how Chelsea fare against Middlesbrough tonight and how Liverpool fare against Fulham tomorrow. The second legs of the Carabao Cup semi-finals will be taking place. Prediction Master says Chelsea and Liverpool will find their way to Wembley and meet in the Carabao Cup final towards the end of February. Whether that comes to pass or not, we will find out tonight and tomorrow. We'll have to see if Prediction Master is correct. Great stuff. Right, it's time for one more track, and then we have to sum up the entire show, the entire evening, all the shenanigans that have taken place this evening on the show that goes like this. Before that, though, let's have a bit of classic Britney Spears. Remember all the tracks at the moment related to the Hunt for Happiness Week.
The times that we've been through. Oh my love,
Phoenix FM.
That was Britney Spears and Born to Make You Happy. One of the lesser played Britney tracks, I suppose, but appropriate on Hunt for Happiness Week. Well, it's been another great evening. I'm glad to have shared it with all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. How do we sum up a show like tonight? Well, it's been the 23rd of January. It's been International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. It's been Measure Your Feet Day. It's been National Handwriting Day. It's been Speak Up and Succeed Day. All week until Sunday, it's Hunt for Happiness Week. And of course, all throughout January, if you needed telling again, it's National Oatmeal Month. I think one of the things I'm most pleased with tonight is finding out exactly how to successfully measure your feet. If you missed it earlier, get a bit of A4 paper, make sure your foot fits on it, even if you have to turn it slightly diagonally, trace around your entire foot and draw a line from the middle of your big toe to the middle of your heel, and the length of that line reflects and can be converted via online tables your actual shoe size. So somewhere between 210 and 310 millimetres on most people's feet. And depending on where you are on that measurement, you'll be able to work it out. Don't say you don't learn things by tuning in to the show that goes like this. We've had celebrity birthdays today. We spoke to Scott Fish, who was supposed to report on recent storms and misunderstood and went to a women's basketball team in Seattle. We've had the intense debate raging, asking whether Trump should be allowed to stand for president again. Mostly people said no, but there were people that voted in his favour, which I think is the concerning thing for a lot of people, particularly in the USA. Prediction Master has predicted Chelsea and Liverpool will make their way to the final of the Carabao Cup. We'll see if that comes to pass in the remainder of the week. Have a great week. I'll be back again same time, same place next Tuesday. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey with Synth City. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here, 98.0 FM, to play us out on Hunt for Happiness Week. It's REM. See you soon. We'll be right back.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.